Yeah, Greg, great to have you on the phone.
Thanks, Dwayne. Nice summation there.
You're pretty happy? Not just to know that you're not travelling, but more so to have footy back.
Oh, I think the latter. You know, that's all just happened reasonably quickly, that the two Perth and Adelaide teams have come to the Gold Coast. But, yeah, just getting footy back's fantastic. It's been a bit of a long haul, and yeah, it's genuine excitement. I mean, the players were here yesterday getting tested and that, and they're all pumped about it. And so, yeah, they'll turn up on Monday and we'll get into it. And we look forward to that weekend on the 11th of June, or beginning on the 11th of June. So, yeah, really, really pleased about that.
I know you've got footy in your blood, so you live and breathe footy. So it's great to have footy back because you're a footy lover. Before I talk about how good it must be to have footy back because you're a major employer.
Well, I think that is the piece, and you know, and I watched Gil's press conference, and we've obviously had a lot of meetings during you know, the last few weeks, and you know, we're always mindful that, like, quite a lot of people, not only in football but, you know, in society, have lost their jobs, and you know, the record numbers that were on the TV again the other night, and so yeah, that's always a real consideration about, you know, what we're doing here. We are a people business. We're always mindful of that. We're trying to do the right thing by all the employees. Yeah, everyone knows it's not going to be the same as it was because, you know, financially everyone's just taken massive hits. But, you know, just to have the game back in itself, and, you know, and there are a lot of people who, you know, will talk to you about, oh, you know, can't wait. You know, there's no live TV live sport on TV, and just to sort of break up the monotony a little bit. And I think that's been one, you know, even on what we've got back on our social channels, even since the announcement, you know, it's just everybody's pumped to have the game back. And even though it's going to be in a different format, as in, you know, still no crowds and things, it's still going to be at least, you know, an outlet for people to watch on weekends. So hopefully that does bring a bit of joy to some people out there.
And for all the players who've got their job back, in essence, and for the staff that have been able to retain their jobs, it's a huge day, but I won't expect any celebrations from anyone because there are so many that have been cut by clubs and won't have their job back. But it must be an enormous relief for those that do have their job back, Greg.
Yeah, well, look, within each club, you've almost got a little, you know, mini quarantine place. So we've got 24 people we're allowed to come in and work with the players, and obviously that's coaches and physios and doctors, and every club's got that limit on how many people, that which is really just a control mechanism to make sure that, you know, the players aren't exposed to you know, people coming and going within the footy department. So especially for those 24, we've still got people who are allowed to work off site, but they're not allowed to come in at all and not have any interaction with the players. So those 24, you know, again, it was a bit like picking a footy team. Some were on the borderline, some got in, and some didn't. But, yeah, the ones who were involved and are going to come in on a daily basis, you know, they were really pleased about that. Weren't that thrilled that they had to get the COVID test and get the stuck up their nose. But it's a small price to pay to get your job back. And fortunately for us, yeah, everyone got through those tests, and you know, we had to have the flu shots as well up here because that was a big thing for the state government, to make sure we had flu shots. So we've done all those things, got the all clear, and as I said, ready to bounce back into it on Monday.
Is there a chance that if we have a really good and as successful as possible 2020 season, Greg, that if footy, you know, hits some goals and some parameters that and it becomes successful enough this year, despite the COVID, that more people will be able to get their jobs back in 2021?
Yeah, I think the code itself, you know, and even Gil has said that we're cutting deeply at the start because we're probably predicting the worst. But if that is to improve, then, you know, they've made sort of, you know, made it known that we would be able to perhaps, you know, spend more money again back in the footy departments. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what the soft cap number will be. We've been given a number to survive on for the rest of this year. You know, it is substantially less than what it was. And most of the people that are coming back for us aren't coming back as they were. They're coming back, you know, at 4/5, or, you know, there's a 20% deduction, and some have got 30 and some 40. So it just depends on what the roles are. But no one's coming back on the same levels that they were before. And but, yeah, that's the new norm now. So that's just how it is. But as you touched on, when we were ringing people to say, look, you know, we're all ready to go on Monday, they were, you know, they can't wait to get back. And as we said, it's almost like a kid counting down the days to Christmas now. You know, we've got a start date, and we're going to count the days down until we get there.
And you would be clicking your heels as you walk down the corridors at headquarters, wouldn't you? You've got 4 to 6 weeks at home.
Well, that's right. Well, that's still to be played out. But a logic says that there's going to be six of us up here. Yeah, that we'll all play each other, I would think, in that first block. And as Gil said, they're going to do four-week blocks of games. But, yeah, logic says, I mean, from all the things that there's that, yeah, the transport, you know, the movement, all those things that, you know, from a health point of view, you want to reduce. So, yeah, the logic says that, you know, a couple of the Adelaide or Perth teams will get on a bus and come down here, and we might get on a bus and go to Metricon and play them, as you know, as well. So it's yeah, I think that first month, that's definitely a possibility. And yeah, it makes a bit of a change. Yeah, it's not normal for us. We're obviously always on the road every second week, but with six teams up in Queensland, that looks like that'll be the way that it goes in that first month.
And let's face facts, it's a double win for you, Greg, because everybody only plays each other once this season, which means that if West Coast and Fremantle and Port Adelaide and Adelaide are there, you won't have to travel to Perth this season. You won't have to travel to Adelaide this season. Your only travel will be to Melbourne or Sydney.
Yeah. I had crossed my mind, Dwayne, you've caught me out. But, we were due to play both Adelaide teams away in the original draw, and we were playing Freo. But that's right, if we end up playing them here, and as you said, everyone only plays each other once, then that will mean that we don't go to Perth. And you know, that's the longest trip for us. It's about 6 hours from Brisbane to Perth, so that's always a long haul. So, yeah, that's a small advantage to us. But, you know, there's no guarantees we'll win. They're pretty good teams, those teams, and so we'll still have our work cut out. And but yeah, it's certainly a bit easier when you've just got to either come to the Gabba or just travel, you know, 45 minutes down the road to play rather than having to fly. So that'll be a new experience and a good experience for our blokes to have three or four games in a row at home.
Don't water it down. It's a 6-hour flight to Perth. It's the longest trip in footy.
Yeah, no. Look, as I said, it's an advantage for sure. That, you know, it should be that we don't have to travel, and you know. But again, it's going to be really interesting how the hubs play out, because it's going to be, obviously it's very different. But you know, this talk. If you talk to people, you know, the cricketers that go away, and they just think that the camaraderie and the things that happen when you're together in a facility for a length of time. And that's why everybody goes on pre-season camps as well, to build that bonding and things. So it might, you know, that might be a real plus in it. I'm not saying it's a plus to be in a hub, but, you know, there's that element of it that might be helpful, that, you know, brings those guys closer together and makes them even harder to beat. So, yeah, it's everyone's in an unknown area, but, yeah, I mean, on the surface, we're better off to play Perth teams here, that's for sure. And same with Adelaide. I mean, you go to Footy Park, they're both cauldrons, those two grounds. And when they're full and they're making plenty of noise, it's hard to beat them. So you won't have the crowd element. But, yeah, even the ability to play on a ground that you're familiar with is should be helpful.
I've got another win for you. You like having games at the MCG. Your guys sometimes don't get to play there enough. You might get actually more games at the MCG in this little revamp as well.
Yeah, I think that's right, and yeah, as you said, we'll when we do hit the road, we'll certainly be heading to Melbourne a lot. So yeah, depending on who we're drawn to play, we'll be playing more games at the G. I think again in the original draw we were due to play two there, but I would think that we'd end up with more than that. So and we haven't had a good record there, so we'd look forward to playing there to try and, you know, rectify that, because obviously if you're going to go all the way, you've got to start winning games at the MCG, so that might be another little bonus of a revamped draw.
You got the flag one, the way I'm painting this picture for you. Would you?
I wish it was that easy.
Would you fly to Melbourne and back in the day? Is that an option? It would be a tough task, and you'd get home and you'd be absolutely cooked. But is that an option for you?
Yeah, I think all those things are being considered. Even we've had some discussions about before the hubs happened that both of our clubs, like Gold Coast and Brisbane, would go to Melbourne on the same charter flight, and we'd both play in Melbourne, and yeah, pretty much fly in and fly out, and then head back. So, and it's all about not exposing yourself to the general public and, you know, and things like that. So even those things have changed. Just obviously, in a normal year, you know, one's away and one's at home because you want a game. But because there's no crowds, that sort of doesn't factor in. So there's an economic benefit, obviously. And if you've got a charter of playing, you might as well have both teams and coaches and officials head to Melbourne, play the games. And similarly, there might be, you know, two Melbourne teams, once it all pans out, that get on a plane and both come up and play the two Queensland teams and go back. So they're looking at all those things. They haven't landed on a result there, but you know, they're having to look at stuff like that and flying in and flying out on the day. It'll depend on, you know, what time of day you play and things like that, but it's certainly doable that if you've got an afternoon game, you could head off in the morning or even a twilighter and play and still get on a plane and get out. So again, that's being looked at as well.
So is that a bit of the stuff that was discussed? The presidents and CEOs had a hook up this morning, is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we just got filled in on the announcement and the protocols in a general sense. We haven't got those specifically. They're heading our way, I think, this afternoon about what the players can and can't do. But it was just more of a info that here's, you know, we've got the sign off from the various state governments and we can now announce that we're ready to go.
And when do you expect to hear who you're playing? Will you have to wait till Gill announces it next week? Or
yeah, probably in a week, I think, is you know, a week to 10 days, we were told. So we had a separate CEO's hookup yesterday, and that was said to us that there'd be a draw within the week, probably this time next week. I think they're hoping to get that out. So, yeah, then we'll know what that looks like. But, we're just happy to have you. And as I said, we're wrapped to be playing, and the players are pumped about getting back into it. And I think, you know, Monday will be really interesting. You'll almost have to put a harness on them to stop them all from, you know, running around like maniacs. I reckon they'll be up and about. So we were laughing about blokes like Mitch Robinson. He'll be, we'll have to put a muzzle on him probably. He'll be yelling and screaming, and he'll be pretty pumped to get back, which is great.
Great to have a chat to you, Greg. It's been enjoyable for me to be able to chat to you during this period. I really appreciate how often you've joined me and enlightened me and the listeners as to what's going through your mind and what looks like is on the horizon for AFL lovers and the AFL players themselves. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon. Yep. We'll get more excited by the day. 27 sleeps to go.
That's it. Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on.